Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am, and rightfully so. We're back now. Ernie, you're talking about this issue, and it is coming to a boiling point now with the trucks that have already begun coming across the border, and all of these incidents of failures of trucks, explosions going on, bombings of pipelines in Mexico, and so forth. It certainly makes, I think it should make all of us extremely nervous to know that it took this long for a few people in Congress to start getting upset about it, and quite frankly, not enough is being done at this point to stop it, totally stop it.
Oh, absolutely, and we continue to see new acts like the STRIVE Act pushing for more amnesty legislation, the North American Union, the NAFTA Superhighway extension into Mexico, the recent summit, the Jelly Bean Summit in Quebec, and the Bilderberg meeting. In May, late May and early June, and then to top it off, as you mentioned, what is going to happen this Friday on the 14th, September 14th, after the story about the loose nukes and that were shipped across the country? Where were the controls? You know that in the military, and I'm an ex-veteran, you don't let nuclear bombs go from one base to another without somebody at the very top giving the order, because they have a system of checks and balances. This was not by any accident.
No, absolutely not.
And what is the implication? Is there going to be, was it a threat to Iran or Syria, or was it a threat to the American people?
Well, I've always said that the greatest threat to our people in this country comes from the government and those that control it.
All right. And then Henry mentioned Bob Chapman in his recent, his midweek issue today. He talked about the real issue driving all of this and all these issues, and the reappearance of Osama bin Laden, despite the Pakistani Observer reporting that Osama bin Laden is dead due to an untreated lung complication. And that report came from a Taliban leader who attended his funeral. But yet we get a fresh tape from Osama bin Laden giving us more warnings. When you look at the real issue, as Chapman is reporting, it is the coming world financial system breaking down because of our problems here in the country and the rush by the central banks to help the Federal Reserve shore up our liquidity crisis and our debt problems. Now we're running the risk of bringing the whole system down. So will it be more war? Will there be a war on Iran? And when you look at all the presidential candidates, Rick, most of them are in lockstep with the Bilderberg organization. They have their connections to the Bilderbergs and the CFR. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I believe when you look at their background, you look at their membership, it's factual. Senator Edwards, supported by the Bilderberg organization. Mm-hmm. Hillary, all these candidates. So we are going to get either a repeat of Bush-Cheney with the Democrats, or we're going to get I don't see any way out of this. Either we're going to get the war with Iran now before Bush and Cheney leave, or we're going to get the war with the next administration. So are we going to continue to have more wars before this financial collapse occurs?
Sure.
Or will the financial collapse occur first, and then we have martial law?
They may both occur at the same time. You know, these people are evil. You know, these people are evil, and they have absolutely no remorse and no shame for what they are doing to this nation and to this world. They're literally children of the devil. No question in my mind that they're serving out on the world stage the demonic plan for the erection of a new world system. Now, it's interesting you should, you know, mention the nukes again and our nuclear secrets and our whole installation. This is very interesting because Mike Piper himself brought this out, some time ago. And I want you to stay where you are. I want to pursue this with you again, Ernie, all right?
Okay.
Stay right where you are. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We hang 'em, hang 'em, till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang 'em high. Check 'em out, size 'em up, look 'em up, find 'em out. If they're in, vote 'em out. If they're out, cut 'em down. Drag 'em into the court, every traitor a sword. Use your vote like a rope. Hang 'em high, hang 'em high, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Welcome back, Ernie.
Rick, could I just comment for your listeners who may not be familiar with this story? This was reported in the Military Times, the story about the loose nukes looming mm-hmm. near. Mm-hmm. And that on August 30th, the U.S. Air Force flew a B-52 locked and loaded with nuclear warheads from North Dakota to Louisiana. And that broke a military policy going back to the 1960s against such flights. But the idea that it was committed, then reported in the Military Times. Now, if it had been a mistake, which I don't think it was a mistake because of the system of controls and procedures, mm-hmm. it would not have been reported using common sense. It was reported in the Military Times because someone wanted it to, and probably that individual who gave the order to have that plane go there with those nuclear weapons is very high in the administration.
And on top of that, I was just going to mention this story that Mike Piper had come up with last year, as a matter of fact, talking about this company, this Israeli company, Magal. Have you heard of them?
No.
Magal Security Systems that are supposedly owned in part by the government of Israel is in charge of security for the most sensitive nuclear power and weapon storage facilities in the United States.
This is unreal.
No, I mean this is proving the extent to which this Israeli government has control over America and how 9/11 took place. With their foreknowledge and their participation, the evidence to me seems pretty clear now that they are in control of virtually every aspect of this country.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, and Mr. Chertoff has a dual citizenship.
Right at the head of this Department of Homeland Security.
Right, and that is a top sensitive position.
It is probably the most sensitive position right now, outside of the head of the FBI and the White House itself. And, you know, they're all, I mean, these are the people, the foxes guarding the hen house.
The foxes guarding the hen house.
Worse than that.
But what amazes me is the administration's open border policy. At the same time, they're fighting the so-called war on terror. And the Homeland Security Czar attends all the North American Union summit meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a total conflict.
Absolutely.
And then we read about all the contracts going to Israel for those video cameras that apparently didn't work on the border or they're way behind.
Uh-huh.
And remember that we were to have, by law, 800 and some miles, two-tier border security fence. And what have we seen? One tier, 17 miles so far.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will hold Mr. Chertoff accountable.
Nope.
The Senate sits idly by in the House, and it's the law, and no one holds the administration accountable.
The only time that Chertoff came in for criticism, and it was very mild and then muted, was after Katrina, if you recall.
Oh, yes.
And that was absolutely and completely a put-up show. They criticized him, suggested that maybe he hold the responsibility, the buck stopped with him, he should step down. Of course he didn't. Of course he wasn't going to step down. And they knew why. And they knew that he was placed in that position by a power that is far, far more influential than the Congress of the United States. They merely rubber-stamped his nomination.
Yes.
Without any opposition whatsoever.
Absolutely.
They got the message. They know who's in control.
They do, but the idea, Rick, let's go back to my earlier part of my discussion here,
mm-hmm.
is why did the Senate vote to overturn this Mexican truck demo project that is slated for a year and potentially 1,000 Mexican trucks or more? And in a given year's time, there are 4.5 million Mexican trucks coming into the U.S. within that 20-mile range or 25-mile commercial range. And if you have 4.5 million deliveries going all over the place in the country, all kinds of possibilities could occur, from illegal drugs to more illegal aliens. But why did the Senate finally take action all these months later, almost at the same time of this week and that September 14th date, with these loose nuke stories and the continued stories about Iran supplying weapons and being used against American soldiers, and this constant drumbeat of possible strikes against Iran? And it just doesn't happen by accident.
Oh, no, no. It's pretty evident, isn't it?
It is. And so September 14th, it could be a very significant day. I hope it's not a repeat of 9/11 or a false flag event or anything like that. And if it does occur, then we all know who's behind it.
Yeah, well, I think the American public, what's left of it, the brain-thinking public, has enough information now that would indict this whole administration in a heartbeat just over the fact that they have allowed terrorists to come into this country without even stopping any of them. I mean, this open borders policy is being criticized by everyone, and no one likes it. The polls have repeatedly shown the American public is dead set against it and wants to know why George Bush has allowed the borders to remain wide open while this so-called threat of Al-Qaeda is at its highest ever. They want to know why. They want to know why. And then you know what? That is what would indict George Bush. And that's why, in my opinion, if George Bush once again pulls another 9/11 with his buddies, okay, and this happens, George Bush is not going to relinquish power. And we're going to be living under a total martial law situation because that's the only way he can get away with it.
I think you're right, and Chapman writes in this midweek issue, a recent Zogby poll, 51% of Americans want Congress to probe the Bush-Cheney cabal concerning the 9/11 attacks, and 30% would seek immediate impeachment today.
Absolutely, yes. I've read the same materials.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, believe them. I believe the American public, really those that have been polled have made that quite abundantly clear, Ernie.
Yes, and if they do take the action Friday, then we know what they think of us, too.
Well, they're frightened to death, and that's why they really are in a quandary now as to what to do. I mean, it might just be all-out war or nothing, because this cannot continue.
No.
This standoff cannot continue, and the way we're going with the, as you pointed out, through Chapman, with the economic situation, that is going to be probably the most important factor of all, economic collapse worldwide.
Well, exactly. And in Chapman, my last point here, Rick, in Chapman's write-up, and this was astounding, because the world now sees our economic house in such disarray that we're having trouble selling U.S. securities outside of the country. And he mentioned that the Fed is now buying our securities. Well, all that is going to do is lead to hyperinflation and cause the dollar to collapse.
Right.
So we're sitting right there on the cliff, ready to go over. And so what do people do in those kind of situations? I mean, what do political leaders do when they know the collapse is here? Do they try to buy
more? Well, I know what
more?
Madmen do.
Yeah, right.
And we do have a madman sitting in Washington.
Well, I'm afraid you're right, Rick, and American people
And there's more than one, not just one.
Oh, yeah. But they're afraid. Nobody wants to step up and challenge the criminal crime families.
And you know, almost, it's hard to say this, but I can almost understand why. I mean, they are afraid. These guys would rather continue the show, the window dressing, pretend to be doing something, and make it look good. But reality-wise, they know that if they dared to do what needs to be done, their own lives are going to be right on the line.
But you know what, Rick? If they don't take action, it will only be far worse.
Yeah, but they're not rational people, Ernie. They're not logical. They live by fear. They live by political strategy. What's good for them and nobody else, that's what matters.
But so, they have families and they have grandkids.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't think they even care about their grandchildren, because if they did, they would not allow them to inherit such a situation. I really don't think they care about anything.
We need to pray to God that they, that God will intervene and save this country from, of course, we, in so many words, we deserve it because of our turning against God,
right,
the Ten Commandments, and the Christian faith. And we've allowed this to happen. We've sat idly by, and we didn't take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically deserve the fate that God gives us.
Well, as the man says, those who do not take a stand deserve to take a fall.
That's right.
Well, we will see, Ernie, and thank you for your contributions. We'll continue to probe all of these things. Bob Chapman will be on next Wednesday night, Lord willing.
Looking forward to it,
Amen.
Rick.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Ernie. Oof, boy, I'm telling you, there's so much. There is so much, as I said at the opening of the show, that I guess even if I had 8 hours a day, it wouldn't be enough time, would it? I'm afraid it wouldn't. We'll be right back. Jump aboard right now. There is a line available at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, we're back now, and the largest perimeter security company in the world, this Israeli company, Majal, started out as a division of Israeli Aircraft Industries, IAI, which was owned in part by the government there. In recent years, however, Majal, or Megal, evolved into a publicly owned, publicly traded company, and still holds a substantial share in the highly successful firm. I mean, that is the government of Israel, still holds largest amount of shares in the company, which makes it virtually an Israeli government operation. Now, what it all means is that the government of Israel will actually have control over the security of the United States' nuclear weapons. Supporters of Israel say this is a splendid idea, since Israel is perhaps America's strongest ally and its most democratic friend, as the ADL has told us. Yes, so what it all means now is that the United States is a total captive of Israel. And you can only speculate, can only wonder, when these incidents like the B-52s, flying across America happen, that, as Ernie said, it most certainly is no accident. It most certainly cannot be an accident. That would be too easy to suggest an accidental lapse of intelligence. It was done that way, and it was done deliberately for a reason, to prepare us. I have no doubt in my mind, I've said this before, you know I've said it on the program, that this government in Washington is so corrupt, and it is so totally dominated by the Zionazis, that if push came to shove, what has been done to the people of Iraq, what was done to the people of Germany and Japan in World War II, this government would do to us. I have no doubt about it. None. I have no doubt whatsoever that George Bush would unleash a torrent of warheads on American cities. Deliberately. And then blame the little man sitting in a cave who's dead. I have no doubt about it. None, absolutely none whatsoever. He is capable of anything. He's shown that. These people who own him are even more bloodthirsty. So with Michael Chertoff in the driver's seat of Homeland Security, and now this company, Maygal, owned mostly by the Israeli government, well, it sounds to me like they have it made with contracts. They have it made with all sorts of clearance. They have it made with sabotaging our installations, so that if this government, if we had a man in the White House who actually thought he was going to turn against the Kenite state, the state of Israel, I think his name would be something like Jack Kennedy. What do you think? Don't doubt that at all. I have no doubt about that in my mind. There's a lot of things I don't know, but there's a lot of things that I don't doubt either. And that's one of them. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you think the situation is bad in America, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet, as the man said. Dire, dire days lie just ahead. But, oh, there is hope. Don't you worry. There is a lot of hope. And the hope will come from this Christ that's going to be ruling the world from Jerusalem. This phony Christ. This false Christ. When he comes and sits in that seat and says, I am come, I am back. I am going to bring peace and healing to the world. Oh, you watch the people line up. You watch the Christians. You watch the politicians, the bureaucrats. You watch the clergy line up. All of the patriots, for the most part, they're going to do it too. They're going to sit down and they're going to say, thank God, he's come. Peace at last. Peace at last. It isn't going to be real. It's going to be a total hoax. But as I said before, you're going to make an omelet. You know what you need to do. You need to break eggs. You need to destroy the old world order in order to lay the groundwork for the coming new world order. So like Chapman is saying, hey, every time George Bush and the neocons want to cover something up or to send Americans off in the wrong direction, they always bring up, resurrect this poor man, Osama bin Laden, this dead man. And then that's usually followed by false alerts regarding possible terror attacks. If that doesn't work, we're sure they will have no problem creating another terror attack. Oh, my. Oh, my. We'll be right back. With more, I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
That's it. That's right. When are you going to get off your blessed assurances, all of us? We're all guilty of it, aren't we? Indeed we are. All right, let me go to the phone now. I've done enough talking. First off is John in Texas. Hello, John. Hello there, Brother John.
Good evening, Brother Rick.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Well, you've heard me. What do you think? I'm perplexed. I'm angry. I'm incensed.
Here's what I think. I think that we need to quit dilly-dallying around with 9/11. Mm-hmm. 9/11 is going to be a controversial issue forever. I don't think anything is ever firm is going to become of it, and if it does, it will be too late. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. The atrocities that have occurred and are occurring in the Middle East, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, the use, not enough emphasis is being placed on the use and consequences of depleted uranium and what is going to happen to our troops that are have all been exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
These men are all marked. They're marked for death.
And women,
depleted uranium is going to get them all. It's going to get their children, and it's going to possibly contaminate their wives. There is not enough emphasis on how much devastation and destruction have occurred. President Bush and Cheney have already been tried in war crimes tribunal in Den Haag, in Chile, and in Japan. And he has been found guilty, both of these men have been found guilty of not just war crimes, mm-hmm. but even above that, crimes against humanity. That is the most severe crime that any person can commit. Crimes against humanity. Because the world, the air we are breathing, is much more contaminated with depleted uranium. The whole Middle East is depleted, is contaminated with depleted uranium. We have got more than enough to impeach this president and try him and whatever the outcome is
mm-hmm.
for persons who commit high crimes against mankind.
Yes.
Not to mention the fact we have torture that is blatantly apparent to everybody that we have, and I'm sure still do, use torture on the captives from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And I further feel that the War Powers Act is too hot of a potato for any one president ever to use in the United States. The War Powers Act and all of its provisions, its presidential laws that have been enacted, I forget what the word is, they need to be repealed. They need to take the War Powers Act and all of its provisions, and it needs to be repealed. It is too hot of a potato. It gives one person way too much power.
Well, we agree. And all of that should be done. Now, the question is, how is it going to get done?
Well, that's a problem, yes.
Mm-hmm,
you're right.
That is,
and
yes.
And don't be mistaken, and I know you're not, Israel is not our ally. They are the reason that we're in so much trouble. Mm-hmm. They are the reason that mm-hmm. we are in the Middle East.
Yes.
Don't be mistaken. They are, you know, they may be our most trusted ally, but they have used us and abused us. They've misled us, and they're using us now to do their corruption.
Oh, absolutely. And these young men are dying. Just think, our young men and women are coming back, as you say, many of them just very deadly ill and dying because of Israel. The Israelis
right.
won't send their
troops in
there to do that.
Many of these soldiers are going to come back, and they're going to have, if they try to father children, they're going to have all kinds of birth defects.
Mm-hmm.
Their women are going to become contaminated. The material, the arms and materials and uniforms mm-hmm. and everything need to be. They shouldn't bring any of that back to the United States. All of the military equipment should be destroyed there. I worked in NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare for the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot decontaminate that amount of people and equipment. It just can't be done.
Well, they may have to shoot it. They may have to shoot it into outer space and take the Bushes and Cheneys with them. That would be an appropriate solution.
We've got a problem. I mean, we have got a big problem.
Right. This is a problem that requires divine solutions, my friend. All of us really are at the mercy of these demons, and these people are demons. They have no regard, really, even for themselves. They are just, you know what a maniac is, right? You know what somebody who's mentally disturbed and criminally insane, you don't even expect them to behave rationally for their own benefit, do you?
No.
Because that's exactly what we have ruling over us.
I have no expectation whatsoever. No trust.
Absolutely.
I
agree, John.
Whatsoever.
No, you've stated the case well, and I appreciate your input. We know what needs to be done. It's just a matter of getting it done. Thank you, sir. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick, and you have a good evening.
You're welcome.
One of those trucks should reach their destination that came across the border.
Yep.
Not one of them should reach their destination.
Not at all. Not at all.
I'll talk to you later.
It's just a sellout. It is a sellout, and it needs to be stopped. All right. Thank you again. 800-313-9443, and we will take another call in a moment. We earlier had spoken with Bill about the arrest of four patriots, including Dan Riley. And, of course, those of you who are calling who would like to be in touch with him, with Bill, who called, for the latest personal updates that he has close to the scene, you may do that. And I think the email address, again, was beer bottles. What was the rest of that? Do you have that, Manny? Slide, was it, I think? Beer bottle slide, one word, like a slide. Beer bottle slide at hotmail.com. We'll get to Bill. All right, we have Robert in Utah, I believe, next. Hello, Robert.
How are you this evening?
Well, I keep being asked that question. I'm going from bad to worse here with my vitriol.
Well, I'll probably go the same direction.
All right. Sure.
I want to put this on top of the table, and I'll invite you to do your own homework, but let me put this on the table, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things that came across my desk today, and I'm not sure what to do with it yet, but I'm at least going to share it. So 3 points, and then I'll hang up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what an option is, right?
Well, yes, I do, yes.
If you were to buy an option,
right.
You know what a put is, right?
Yes.
I had this come across my desk today, that billions of dollars of puts have been purchased
mm-hmm.
on the same airlines that went into the World Trade Center, and that the window of these puts to be exercised ends on Friday.
Well, that's what we've heard. We've heard that. We heard that months ago.
Right.
You just may have heard it now, but that was discussed really a couple of months ago. And
so here,
up
here
on
we are now, 2 days from Friday?
Yeah.
And I think it's just amazing that there's somebody or some buddies who actually purchased puts on businesses within the World Trade Center before the attack on 9/11. And I think something is up with this, and it's just amazing to see it happen.
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, it may very well be another setup to divert us from another date. It may come and go. I hope that's the case, but we don't know yet.
Someone's not going to spend billions of dollars to purchase these puts just lose the money.
No, I agree. But then again, you can't be perfectly sure, and neither can I, so all we can do is just wait and see what happens. That's all we can do, right? There's nothing more you and I can do, can we, Bob?
You're right, but I'm certainly keeping your eyes open, and I appreciate your show and at least accomplishing that.
Yep.
Next issue, the United States has been spending money faster than we have coming in for years and years, and we've been issuing I Promise to Pay for years and years and years, and China has been the main purchaser of our promise to pay that we keep issuing, the bonds they've been buying. China has been the major purchaser, but so has Israel. Israel has been another major expire of our the promise to pay that we've been issuing for years. And I think that is behind why we now have allowed them the position that they now hold with our weaponry across the country. I understand that world banks are now in the process of collateralizing regions of mountains, bodies of water all across this country because our promise is no longer good enough. They are demanding collateral for our promise to pay. And I think that is really what is behind this new agreement between Israel and the U.S. over even the very issue of us defending ourselves. Just amazing to see this happening in America.
Well, you know, believe it or not, it was all prophesied thousands of years ago that America would experience this fall and her enemies would be allowed to do what they're doing to us today. And the previous caller, Ernie, said, you know, hey, we're really being judged more than anything, and our enemies are going to make us their footstools. They're doing it now. They have been. All right. I mean, you know, let's face it. The enemy is within, not without. And it's, well, I guess you could say it's within and without, but it's certainly not in the Muslim world or the Arab world, the Middle East. In fact, they too are on the hit list as we are. All right, let's take the next call now. I believe we, who is it, Manny? Mike, wasn't it? Yeah, Mike in Illinois. Hello there, Mike.
Mr. Adams, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. I'm doing just fabulous, can't you tell?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, my.
Very
heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah, I had a question about, you mentioned that 4,000 Jews didn't show up to work at the World Trade Center on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that before, but I thought that was a hoax.
No.
And
no, that was not a hoax because the communications company had been recorded. It was Odigo. Odigo was the Israeli company operating in the United States as a conduit for information warning Israelis to stay out that day. That was all borne out. That was all part of the news reports that initially came out pertaining to 9/11, and then it was hushed up.
But where can you go to confirm or verify that? 'Cause, I mean,
oh, you can go to a number of websites, but if you want to, you can see that the hundreds and hundreds now of websites on 9/11 that have popped up, and if you type in your search engine, if you have access to a computer, just type in 911, okay, evidence of a conspiracy, and then you will begin to get all of these additional websites, truth commissions and so forth, that will document that. I know that we interviewed Christopher Bolin several times from the time American Free Press, and of course now he has just disappeared from the scene completely. You probably know about what happened to him, and the police are harassing and arresting and brutalizing him with taser guns and so forth. He was stumbling onto a lot of this material, and he was going with it. He was leading somewhere with it. And unfortunately, we never heard back from him. He had to flee, we're told.
Well, I have a hard time believing that because I believe in the saying that two people can't keep a secret.
Oh, no? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Two people can't keep a secret?
Well, yeah. I mean, the saying goes that, you know, if you got two people or more than one person, the secret's going to come out. That's just
well, that
nature.
Doesn't, no, that doesn't necessarily add up at all. That's why we have convictions in courts where people are charged with conspiracy. Because two or more or a group of people were in conspiracy. And they did keep a secret, but unfortunately for them, they left a trail in many cases.
My point is that, two people aside, I have a hard time believing 4,000 people, even if they are Jewish, one of those people would feel so guilty that they would step forward and, you know, admit to this. And say something about
you'd like to believe it. I'd like to think so, too. Well, where are they?
Well, I mean, that's why I don't believe the official government version either, but
right.
I just have a hard time believing the 4,000 Jewish
Americans. I agree. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that 4,000 people were not warned and exited. By the way, the spy ring, the five agents, two of them were Mossad agents that were rounded up initially that were trying to blow up the bridge in New Jersey, were Israeli agents, and they were exited out of the country by the Justice Department, sent back to Israel with no extradition treaty. And yet no one has ever accounted for that. Ashcroft is no longer Attorney General. No one ever raised any concerns over it. How come?
Now, that one, actually, I watched the Fox News report about that, which was, I couldn't believe that Zionist Fox News was reporting on this.
There you go. All right, if you want to hang on and pursue this, we've got a few minutes left. Hang on if you'd like to. We'll be right back, okay? Very good. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. Not much time, but Mike in Chicago or Illinois, you're still with me?
I am.
Okay, we don't have much time. We've got other callers, but you did recall seeing the Fox News stories and
yeah,
when they initially covered it. There was Brit Hume and Cameron.
Yeah, Carl Cameron. Yeah, I just couldn't believe that Carl Cameron's actually Jewish. So I was just aghast that they had the guts to do this, which left me kind of confused. You know, I believe the Mossad had something to do with it, but I just have a hard time believing basically that 4,000 people were able to keep their mouths shut about this.
Well, most of them were not even they weren't Jewish American citizens. They were Israelis. So many of them left the country, and a whole bunch of them were allowed to go back to Israel. And you know darn right well that even if they said something, the media in this country is highly protective of anything regarding Israel, period.
Right.
And you know that. I mean, there's no secret about that.
Absolutely.
So, all right, I got to run because we have other calls. Thank you very much. We have another Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, good evening, Rick.
Yes.
Hey. Rick, how are
you
doing?
I'm here.
Rick, as you point out, and as anyone who has not been living under a rock has to realize, we now have multiple train wrecks about to go off a cliff at the same time.
Yes.
Economic, the Middle East, geopolitically with Russia and China. The list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the economy's train wreck might be here as early as next Tuesday when the Fed has to decide on whether or not to have a rate cut.
Yeah, that's if we survive Friday, though.
Well, exactly.
I don't know. I'm going to leave that in the Lord's hands.
Absolutely. The thing is this. If there is no rate cut, you can kiss the stock market goodbye.
Mm-hmm. You see what's been happening with gold, haven't you?
Yes, I have, absolutely.
And that has been climbing tremendously,
mm-hmm.
hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if there is a rate cut, you can kiss the dollar goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market might remain at the level it is now, but it'll be in increasingly worthless dollars. And the dollar, by the way, is at a all-time low against major currencies.
Yes.
And going down rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the third outside possibility, and this is an outside chance, is that the Fed will raise rates in order to prop up the dollar, in which case you'd better become familiar with your local soup kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. It ain't funny, but I mean...
I don't think it'll be minestrone. It'll be more of a chicken broth gruel.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it seems to me that a generation of monetary and fiscal fraud and madness has finally approached the final move in the end game.
Yeah,
we just have to choose our poison. And here's the thing: I wouldn't be surprised if an event happened between now and next Tuesday, which takes the focus off the Fed and deflects attention away from what poison they're going to be shoving down our throats.
It could very well could be. We're going to keep our eyes on it, obviously. And thank you for the call, Mike. Good hearing from you. Well, unfortunately, didn't have time for the others on the
Rick.
Line. Thank you, and good night.
Thanks, Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to pick up tomorrow night, all of you, Terry and Bob and those that didn't get a chance. We will do this again, and we'll be back talking again, I'm sure, about what is happening with the Browns and those that are defending their freedom, particularly, and we'll just pursue it, okay? All right, we'll keep up and keep on, and we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Rick Adams, God bless, good night.
It's true.